warmer for many of us for tomorrow. Jane.
Thanks, Chris. Now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 17th of July. The general synopsis at midnight, low just west of Shannon, 1004, expected southwest Bailey, 1001 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly, 3 or 4 later in West Viking. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate to very poor. South at Cira, east 40s, northwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th Tyne, West Dogger. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5. Showers later, perhaps thundery, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 in west. Thundery showers later in Humber, fog patches in Humber, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Humber. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, southwesterly veering northwesterly 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Sole. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6. Thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroe, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 in southwest and later elsewhere. Rain later, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Onto the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south, 3, 16 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest, 1, 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by south, 1, mist, 2 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Luchers, northwest by west, 1, fog, 100 metres, 1016, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 2, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east, 2, 5 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west, 4, 200 metres, 1017. Jersey, west, 3, mist, 2 miles, 1019, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 1 mile, 1018. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 3, mist 1 mile, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, south southeast 2, slight showers 1700 metres, 1012, falling. Ronald's Way, northeast 2, 14 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malinhead, southeast by south, 3, 27 miles, 1013, now rising. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 17th of July. The general situation, an area of low pressure will move north near the west and northwest of the British Isles, gradually bringing fronts in from the west along with some rain or showers, some of which will be thundery. Fog patches will affect some coastlines. Strong winds are possible in northwestern areas for a time. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then variable 3 for a time later in west. Rain or showers later, fog patches at first in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east and poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Fair, then showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 to 5, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Fog patches at first, then showers, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 for a time. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Drizzle at first, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional drizzle or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in east and also later in west. Occasional drizzle or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times later. Occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeasterly 2 to 4, veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in southeast. Occasional rain, fog patches developing near Mull of Galloway, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor near Mull of Galloway. Isle of Man, south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches in east. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in west and very poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times in the east. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Fair, then occasional rain, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable, mainly southwest 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5 later. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. And that's our shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, Prayer for the Day, presented by Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh.
Good morning. John Ward was an 18th century Member of Parliament who once composed a prayer which begins, O Lord, thou knowest that I have lately purchased an estate in Fee Simple in Essex. I beseech thee to preserve the two counties of Middlesex and Essex from fire and earthquake, and as I also have a mortgage in Hertfordshire, I beg of thee to have an eye of compassion on that county. And for the rest of the counties, thou mayest deal with them as thou art pleased. And he goes on to ask God for special protection of a ship he owned but hadn't insured. At one level, it might appear slightly ludicrous. At another, it can be seen as a particularly gross example of a very selfish prayer. For all Ward seems to be interested in is the maintenance of his own financial resources. Now, I'm not going to suggest that any of us are as selfish in our prayers as that. And yet, any one of us can make our prayers mostly or even entirely about me. It's, I suppose, natural we may want to pray first for ourselves, especially if we're in a difficult situation. But what can happen is that we begin to bombard God with requests which can easily become demands. We forget that while God may be personal to us, we're not the only people with whom he's concerned. He's Lord, not just of me, but of the whole world, for it belongs to him and all that it contains. Perhaps the most significant prayer we can make for ourselves is, Lord, change us to make us more obedient to you. Amen.
Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh. Now for Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Good morning. Today, has the government's food strategy been watered down? With more on that coming up later. First though, most rural councils have got no targets for building the social housing that many people on the lowest incomes rely on. And the government says they don't need to set any. That's according to a new study from the University of the West of England. Researchers have been looking into the provision of affordable housing across England's 84 rural local authorities. And they found there isn't enough of it. And they also say plans for new social housing aren't up to the job. The report was commissioned by the CPRE, the Countryside Charity. Professor Danielle Sinner